wireless MK Ultra signals are here now. Stop the do-da-do-da-do screaming pitch sound frequencies. Wake up, everyone. Stop the government putting voices and coded genetic DNA data into people's brains. Musical lollipop lollipop. Oh, this lolly lollipop demonstrated putting music into people's heads. With bone conduction.
Do you like music?
I love music.
Yeah. You like candy?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. That's where the lollipop star comes in. This is the tasty candy treat that you can listen to.
Talk to me, explain this to me. What do you mean?
You put it in your mouth and you hear music.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's really easy to use.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really careful. I'm not going to touch the end because you're going to need this.
Okay.
You just pull this out, hold this button for 3 seconds, and I'm going to give you some instructions that you've probably never heard and are never going to hear again. Put it in your mouth. It's okay to put it against your teeth. You can even bite down on it a little.
Cover your eyes. Just cover your eyes.
Oh, I brought one for you, too.
Okay, yeah. You get this. You get to suck on one, too. You get to suck on one, too, bud.
I wish you all the best in your career. But I have a problem with the stuff that you have been saying today.
Okay. Wait down. What in the world?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Okay.
Are you doing it, too? Are you biting on it? Bite on it. Treat.
I heard, yeah. Wow, it tastes good.
That's bizarre.
Okay, so you take it out of your mouth, you can't hear it.
No.
It uses bone conduction technology.
Bone what?
Bone conduction.
Just keep it in your mouth for the sake of this. That's how you hear the song. That's how you hear the song.
It's a new kind of warfare.
I'm picking it up on my teeth.
You mean?
Yes. And I stop the car. And I looked around. In the Morse code, right?
Brain signals, rewriting your brain with digital communication frequencies.
DNA. The DNA in every living thing has a unique frequency and signal. That is what they're using, what they're focusing on, and what they're weaponizing to completely control us.
They're killing the birds and the bees, burning the bushes and trees. Animals falling, humans in chains, invisible waves of pain. They say it's progress, they call it control. Digital ID for every soul. Fake news feeding us lies, while the system watches us die.
There's a story you once told, and it had to do with World War II. And you were stranger than fiction.
Well, it's true. To make it short, I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went by there, I heard... I'm picking it up with my teeth.
You mean...
Yes. And I stopped the car. Then I looked around. In the Morse code, like. And I backed the car up, and it got stronger and stronger, and I kept on backing it up until it really got strong, and my whole jaw was vibrating. Like this. And I couldn't wait to get back to MGM the next morning and tell the security office, and they found an underground Japanese transmitting
radio station.
Honest to God.
That is, is that a great story? There's a story you once told, and
this is the Wireless MK Ultra story. True history shows a pattern with dates. The 1947 CIA created Operation MK Ultra in 1953. It is generally accepted the MK means M for mind and German K for control, so MK is mind control. Then Ultra is horrifying. Because the Ultra of MK Ultra equals coded DNA ultrasound frequency signals. Thus MK Ultra is using ultrasound frequencies information data that includes DNA data codes. Then the human genetics decodes the wireless ultra DNA signals. The terminology is called electrogenetics, 2, sonogenetics, and 3, optogenetics. Look those words up, because they change genetics with electrics, sound and light. And the ultra part became very clear in 1941 with Operation Ultra. During World War II, the German secret coded Enigma war messages were intercepted, so stolen and decoded. The ultra-wireless secret-coded signals once decoded became readable understandable intelligence messages for the Allies, so Operation Ultra with their super-fast intelligence machine were then able to not only win the war, but also end World War II early. Part 2. So in 1941, Alan Turing's team called Operation Ultra were breaking secret wartime coded signals. Instantly in real time, or at least as fast as possible. Their great success became only possible with an electrical super-fast automated problem-specific machine, almost but not a true programmable computer.
Part 3 inches late 1945, Operation Paperclip, the United States' covert importation of Nazi war criminals, scientists, medical researchers, and intelligence operatives, provided a treasure trove of first-hand experience with such matters. Some were brought directly into the CIA's payroll, like war criminal Reinhard Gehlen, chief of the Wehrmacht's Foreign Armies East, FHO, military intelligence unit, whose knowledge of Soviet intelligence services was sought by figures like Alan Dulles. Quite remarkable is the fact that Gehlen, who met with both President Truman and Wild Bill Donovan, the former head of the OSS during World War II, was instrumental in convincing the United States to pass the National Security Act of 1947, whose charter essentially laid the groundwork for the surveillance state we currently maintain. In its clauses, clandestine activities were allowed to begin without the approval of Congress or even the president, and reporting and evaluations were permitted to be indefinitely withheld if such disclosure could potentially compromise national security. In effect, it gave the newly christened CIA and related agencies almost unlimited freedom of action and partial legal immunity. And it gave Gehlen and his Nazi consorts access to millions of dollars, United States military support, and sustained their desperate hopes of finally destroying their dreaded Bolshevik nemesis, the Soviet Union. I would argue that the creation of the Cold War was in many ways as much an extension of unfulfilled Nazi aims as it was a pragmatic Allied reaction to the realities of the post-war Manichaean divide between capitalism and communism. We now know, for example, that Gehlen's intelligence was almost entirely worthless. He vastly exaggerated Soviet intentions, underestimated their agents' ability to penetrate West German intelligence, and personally helped escalate tensions between the burgeoning NATO countries and the Eastern Bloc. Wireless MK Ultra Story Part 4. This information is directly from the webpage of Debate Mind Control. Webaudair.co.uk. The webpage has lots of links, videos, and free information. The Alan Turing story is about breaking codes. This is Operation Ultra, which leads to a revolution in creating electrical machines, computers, and leading to AI artificial intelligence, and resulted in the intelligence decoding key of everything. AI is incredible. This is the key to intelligence where everything became possible, which included hacking, breaking human minds. In an instant. This means reading and rewriting minds. MK Ultra means mind control with a German K, and Ultra means decoding sound brain signal frequencies. Instantly, Alan Turing followed Operation Ultra with his 1950 paper, The Imitation Game. Also made into a film, The Imitation Game is now called the Turing Test, which is a behavioral criterion for machine intelligence and AI. So in 1941, both Operation Ultra and later in 1953 MK Ultra were decoding signals. With the ability of super-fast AI dot came the ability to decode biological D and A. genetics. This recognizes people's individual bioresonance signature signals. British Operation Ultra recruited Alan Turing, who lead the Ultra team that created the machine, that decoded the German Enigma machine, which created the secret wartime coded ultrasound wireless frequency messages. The Mark of the Beast biblical 666 warning has now evolved from the World War I B.M. Holocaust physical tat to Sinto ultrasound, the individual identification from wireless frequencies, with every being on the planet having unique individual bioresonance signature. With GPS came a worldwide trackable victims using their unique ultrasound frequency signal. In conclusion, the human mind body is controllable. Modern mind control began from Operation Paperclip in 1947. With mind control, anyone can be made to do anything, and perhaps VPS important people were. Wireless MK Ultra Story Part 5. Operation Paperclip, Nazi War Criminals. Reinhard Gehlen, Nazi World War II intel chief, met with both President Truman and Wild Bill Donovan. the former head of the OSS during World War II. He was instrumental in convincing the United States to pass the National Security Act of 1947. This equals unprecedented total censorship. And a top-secret cover-up even stops presidents from knowing. TI's targeted individuals, MK-Ultra mind-control victims, are easily linked to aliens. And UFOs. From Roswell, 1947. With the National Security Act of 1947, in 1941 Operation Ultra, was decoding World War II Nazi messages from the Enigma code Machine using a new electrical machine created by Alan Turing. In 1953, Malawian Kwacha's Ultra is decoding minds. And from 1973 was controlling minds with wireless, and human minds are now entering into the Matrix using cell towers, satellites, GPS, and super fast computers with AI. Originally, RFID chips were forcibly implanted into victims by governments in hospitals, etc., and by aliens in UFOs. The ridicule of both MK-Ultra victims hearing voices and victims of alien abduction, or just viewing UFOs as being crazy, is also a psyops of misinformation. The CIA Operation Mockingbird perfectly describes the systematic mocking of the public. Unfortunately, today, NO chips or headset is required, just genetic DNA. Bioresonance. Inform others, especially stop digital ID, because that's the way to government identification connection to the Internet of Things. The IoT, the dial-up control of individual humans. Stop human torture and death. Demand total freedom. For all biological life, including mini brains. OI equals organoid intelligence tax includes all illness. Induced artificial symptoms ultimately equals total mind and body control. Thank you for supporting this freedom protest. The end.
About our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The events of recent weeks may have helped to illuminate that challenge for some, but the dimensions of its threat have loomed large on the horizon for many years. Whatever our hopes may be for the future, for reducing this threat or living with it, there is no escaping either the gravity or the totality of its challenge to our survival and to our security. A challenge that confronts us in unaccustomed ways in every sphere of human activity. This deadly challenge imposes upon our society two requirements of direct concern, both to the press and to the president. Two requirements that may seem almost contradictory in tone, but which must be reconciled and fulfilled if we are to meet this national peril. I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent...
A new set of documents suggests UK police were told not to record vaccine-related complaints. Operation Tala was the national policing command for COVID. Recent FOIs, memos and whistleblower files show a UK-wide directive ordering officers to reject or close vaccine-related reports without investigation. Crime Reference 60296791, containing over 400 witness, victim and expert statements, was closed without investigation. Police Scotland's Spears Directive and NPCC Communications confirm centralised guidance not to record these complaints. If true, legal duties to log and preserve evidence were bypassed, victims were denied justice, and courts may have ruled without full facts. The documents are now public and span all four nations. multiple forces, and senior officers, suggesting systemic suppression of criminal reporting at a national level. Read the files, demand an independent review, and share this video so the truth can't be ignored.
It's a new kind of warfare. Very different from what we've seen before. It's not futuristic, and it's not exaggerated. It's moving very rapidly to a situation where, with the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire, and if you're willing to take the risks, because every system can be hacked. Our airplanes, our hospitals, our cars, our banks. Actually, the most important word here is our data banks. They can be hacked. And the possibilities of sabotage and worse are all there. So this new type of warfare gets more complicated by the day using these tools of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence. The same tools they use can be used against them and are being used against them with great effectiveness. I won't go into that. The Internet of Things can be hijacked by nefarious actors for dangerous purposes with dangerous results. Again, what you see today is going to get a lot worse in the future.
But they didn't look like anything we fought against before. He then added, quote, at one point they launched something. I don't know how to describe it. Adding, quote, it was like a very intense sound wave. Suddenly I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. He then added, quote, we all started bleeding from the nose. Some were vomiting blood. We fell to the ground unable to move. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon or whatever it was.
I have been saying this for years, that the United States government as well as other entities have been using frequencies to attack you, whether it's in music or through military weapons. There is a theory that currently the United States is planning on using this weapon of frequencies, in the United States to disperse the civil unrest happening right now.